Welcome to the Optimal You podcast. This is pharmacist Steve Ersfeld. Grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 28 of the Ersfeld Pharmacy Optimal You podcast. I'm your host, pharmacist Steve Ersfeld. The goal of the podcast is to discuss different health topics that might be helpful to you in your journey to becoming the optimal you. If you listen all the way to the end of the podcast, I have a special offer for you as a gift for taking the time to listen. And our guest, Dr. Jake Sellinger, will also have a little special that he's going to present to you as well. So Dr. Jake is a chiropractor and owner of Steffes and Sellinger Chiropractic. But before we start a visit with Dr. Sellinger, I'm going to let the listeners know that this podcast provides general information and a discussion about health and health-related subjects. The information provided in this podcast is not intended or should not be construed as medical advice, nor is the information a substitute for professional medical expertise or treatment. So just a little background on our guest, Dr. Jake Sellinger. He graduated chiropractic school from Northwestern Health Sciences University in Minneapolis, Minnesota in 2016. The goal of the providers at Steffes and Sellinger's is to facilitate healing and restore efficient movement and comfort as quickly as possible. They achieve this through proven hands-on techniques and one-on-one therapy. They're dedicated to chiropractic solutions to target your unique needs for all ages. And he'll talk about some of those treatments as well. So Dr. Jake was born and raised in Dickinson. He married his high school sweetheart, Katie. They have three boys, Mason, Hudson, and Trayson. And in his free time, he enjoys golfing, hunting, and going to the lake. Dr. Jake specializes in pediatric chiropractic. He is certified in the Webster technique, which is a special technique for pregnant women. So from infants to athletes to elderly, essentially, he can work on the entire family. So that's kind of a little brief intro into your background. Maybe you want to share a little bit more of why you chose chiro as a career.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Steve. Excited to be here. And chiropractic is very passionate to me, and the amount of people that my partner and I have seen throughout the years proves our commitment to that. But I grew up going to Dr. Tim Peters when I was an athlete in high school, and he's kind of who shaped me into going into chiropractic school. It's a huge amount of my success is a thanks to him, and has helped us build a practice here in Dickinson that we're very proud of. And so excited to visit with you about the different techniques our office has, and is more specifically on SoftWave that we'll get talking about later.
Yeah. So a little background, my relationship with Dr. Jake is started many, many years ago. We were just chatting about playground duty at St. Patrick's grade school. And I think... Were you older than all of my kids, or were you in between them?
1 year older than Molly.
Okay. So, yeah. So you'd have been a first grader or second grader when I started doing playground duty there. So, yeah, wow. You were just a little toe-headed shaver back then, probably getting into trouble, but, you know, good kids.
So, yep. Escaped the trouble the best I could. And now my three little guys look exactly like me. So I know what to expect, I think.
Yeah, right. You got a little eye on that. So, so you offer a host of services to your patients. A couple that one that I mentioned in your intro was this Webster technique, and then you also another one is a Graston.
Yep, Graston.
Maybe share a little bit about that with the listeners. What those techniques are and how they are kind of different than traditional maybe chiropractic.
Yeah, so there's two chiropractors at our office, myself and my partner, Dr. Cassie Steffes, and we have a good weapon of different techniques that we can use. The one you mentioned, the Webster technique, is a specific technique for pregnant women. When all we think about all the changes their body goes through throughout the 40 weeks of pregnancy, and the lack of ability to do other things as far as taking medicine throughout that pregnancy, it's a great technique that we use to get mom out of pain. And then what it very specifically does is we get a lot of babies that are in breech position It's a special technique that we can encourage the body's natural ability to turn the baby head down so that it's in a correct position for delivery. It involves the adjustment, some muscle work, some specific stretches, but it has a really good success rate in helping facilitate turning of breech babies. And so that's what that Webster technique specifically is. The Grafton technique you mentioned is a musculoskeletal technique that relieves tension and tightness and helps break up scar tissue. My partner, Dr. Cassie Cephas, is who does that Grafton technique. It uses a weapon looking like technology where it looks like a spoon with some pretty good edges that she can dig in there and break up some adhesions throughout the muscle. So she's had a lot of success with that. She also offers acupuncture that we do here in our office. And then, of course, we both practice chiropractic. So we use lots of different techniques for the hands-on chiropractic adjustment, ranging from multiple musculoskeletal injuries.
Sure. So the Webster technique, did you have to utilize that on your lovely wife? Or
I did not have to for any of our kids, but definitely many pregnant women in the in Dickinson, and it was something that I kind of fell into as I was doing my pediatric rotation in the cities when I was specializing in the pediatric chiropractic side. Is this was just another weapon that we had to develop, being able to treat mom all the way from first week of conception to delivery, and then also having that rapport with mom to be able to get baby on board for chiropractic adjustments once delivery. It's just so important from day one to be well adjusted.
Sure, you got that right. So you just in this little conversation so far, you sound like you're a guy that likes to have plenty of tools and treatment options for your patients. So that's
absolutely gonna come- there's just no one way to do it. There's you got to have all those different options, as every patient is different, and everybody likes a little different way. And that's also what makes different chiropractors better from different offices as well. We're a profession that definitely, you know, rising tide raises all ship, I believe, you know. So any chiropractic office is wonderful. And that's what I'm trying to say, is encouraging people to utilize chiropractic. It doesn't have to be my office, is that there's so many different styles. That if you happen to not like one chiropractor, don't just be done with it. There's give another doctor another shot.
That's great advice. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. So you know, one of the things you mentioned with the Grafton technique was the breaking up of scar tissue, and that's, I think we're going to lead down this little conversation about the soft wave treatment that you do and for your patients. Is that something that well, I guess maybe we should start off with, you know, what is soft wave treatment, and let's get into some of those questions, and we can talk specifics after.
Absolutely. Very excited about this technology that we have in our office. A little bit of bragging, we are the only ones in Western North Dakota to have this technology. It's called soft wave tissue regeneration. And it's what it is just as it sounds, regeneration of tissue. And so when we think of a patient that has bone on bone in the knee and that cartilage is damaged, they're told of their options of, you know, knee replacement, cortisone injections, different aspects like that. Those are the people that we target, that we want to regrow that cartilage. And so it's a stem cell regeneration machine. What's very cool about this machine is that if we run it over healthy tissue, you will not feel anything. And then when we hit areas that are damaged, that have that arthritis, that have that tendonitis, that have that inflammation, the machine actually, it hurts to the person. It feels like an ice pick chiseling away at that inflammation. Patients always describe it as a ball peen hammer chiseling away. So what that does is it helps us target the correct area. So we know, hey, it's that medial aspect of the knee that is damaged. And that's what we're going to do for that tissue regeneration. And so we get that tissue growth over this 8 to 10 week period, where we're just seeing phenomenal results. It's been so fun to see in our office. We've had the technology in our office for a little over a year. We started in April of last year. And
how did you get introduced to it?
I had a buddy that's a chiropractor in Minnesota his office got in touch with it. And he just was having such awesome results healing patients or helping patients. He was just begging me to come out there. So I drove out there. It was a 6.5-hour drive to his practice in Glenwood, Minnesota. And he showed me this technology. And just from then on, just said, wow, this is amazing. We watched a couple of his patients and how they reacted after it. And then we did some more research and we just felt it was a great fit for our office, being able to bring this out to Western North Dakota and also being able to market us in the very competitive field of chiropractic.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, I was up early this morning doing some prep work, getting ready for our visit today and reading a little bit about SoftWave, and didn't realize it started with, is it lithotripsy?
Yep. So lithotripsy is the name of the technology, and that's what they use to like get rid of kidney stones. Yeah. And so the difference, obviously, between our machine getting rid of kidney stones is that ours is an unfocused shockwave instead of focused, whereas a pulse, you know, to get rid of a stone, this is 1/10 the concentration divided out over about a, you know, 2-inch size sound head. And so it's a electrically shockwave that shoots a ultrasound wave at 3,000 miles an hour. And so as that body absorbs that, or healthy tissue can absorb that. And that's where then the damaged tissue, it hurts. That's the worst thing about the machine, is that you don't sit there going, oh, wow, this feels good. It's a couple minutes of pretty good discomfort. Treatment times take 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes or so. You know, it's very short. Mm-hmm. But those 5 minutes, we always joke with our patients that we want to push you to the point where, you know, it hurts, but not to the point where you're going to kick us or swing at us. So we, you know, as we're working on the right knee, we look at the left knee, making sure it's not going to kick out at us. So we control how much, you know, I'm not trying to scare people into saying it hurts that bad, but we control, you know, the intensity of it. But we run people at a 5 or a 6 out of 10 pain for that, you know, 4 or 5 minute treatment plan.
Oh, wow. So could you conceivably run this over your whole body?
Yes, we get asked that a lot. If people can just jump in a tub of ultrasound gel and shock the whole tub. But unfortunately, the body doesn't work that way. We typically try to focus on one joint, one area, and sometimes two joints. But if we start asking too much of the body, our body doesn't know which direction to send those stem cells. That's what this machine is doing, is that angiogenesis of regenerating stem cell growth. So if we start asking too much of the body, we just haven't seen the results where healing 3 joints at once. Once we've finished, you know, a joint treatment plan, we can jump to the next joint. So we've had we've had success with multiple areas like that, but it does take some patience, I guess.
So you said treatments run like 8 sessions, 8 to 10 sessions?
Yep. So a normal, say, knee or shoulder is typically around that 8 sessions. Some of our lower back and feet tend to be closer to 10. The way we decide how many visits we need is based off of patient history, as far as how long has the damage been, how, you know, what type of damage has occurred. Is it a rotator cuff strain? Is it bone on bone in the knee? Is it a simple ankle sprain? We've used it on athletes where it's, you know, hey, it's, we've sprained our ankle and we got to get them ready for regional basketball game. We got to get, you know, get this done and get it done fast. It just gets rid of that inflammation and just speeds up that healing. Sure. So yeah, normal treatment is 8 to 10 treatments. And we spread those out about over a 8 week period. Mm-hmm. Research has shown that it takes 8 to 10 weeks for stem cell growth. And so 10 weeks from our last visit is when we would see optimal stem cell growth. So even though we're done doing the treatment of the stimulation of the machine, we still see just continued growth where we'll have a patient come back in 6 months and they're like, oh, I mean, it's 6 months later. This is the best my knee has felt to date. You know, thank you for this opportunity. It's just been so cool to see patients and their reaction that they get, just because you get that instant feedback where 30 seconds walking out of our first treatment, you go, holy cow, what did you just do to my knee? This is great. You know, we test range of motion before we do the treatment or pain levels. And that's one of our, I'll explain here in a second, our three things we look for someone to be a good candidate is instantly after that is that change. So you don't have to wait the 8 to 10 visits to know if this is going to work for you. Cassie and I will virtually know within a minute after our first treatment, you know, if you're a good candidate for this. Mm-hmm. And if you're a good candidate, research has shown we're looking at 60 to 91% success rate. And that's based off of improving range of motion, improving pain levels, and just improving overall function.
Wow. So is there a, so you've been doing it for a year. Two questions. First one was, have you had to go in and retreat a joint or an area that you've worked on? Or is this kind of, seems like it's a cumulative effect over that 8 to 10 week time period.
Correct. So it's like a snowball effect where it just keeps getting going down the hill, where it just gets more and more stem cell growth. But yes, we've had to retreat multiple of our joints based off of continued growth, getting more stimulation and decreasing that inflammation that then returns. Just because we get that knee fixed, now all of a sudden you're still using that knee. That construction worker is still crawling off the equipment. That cowboy's still jumping off the horse like he's not supposed to. We're still incurring damage to that joint that we just regenerated life. And so it's not a, you know, do your 8 visits and bam, you're done. But once we're done with our 8 to 10 visits, do you need to start up another treatment plan again in 2 months? No. Absolutely not. But little maintenance, we don't like the term, you know, we'll call them maintenance tune-ups is what we usually typically call them. Every, you know, 3 months, 6 months, maybe a year. That's what we're still learning with this technology in our office is how often. I've had, you know, patients that we started in April of last year that I haven't seen other than out at the grocery store. And they say, no, my knee's doing great. Or the next one has said, yeah, I need to come in for that booster maintenance visit, you know, every 3 months. But when I do that, my shoulder is, you know, used to be an 8 out of 10 pain and I'm a 1 out of 10 pain. So it's not a miracle wand, but it just restores that ability to be able to do what the patient wants, whether that's continue work, get off the floor with their grandkids, those types of things. It's just another added option to avoid that surgery when, you know, they've been told, hey, do cortisone injections until you need a knee replacement. Well, okay, let's give this a try. And yes, we've had patients that it hasn't worked for, but we know our success rate and we're confident about it when a patient comes in. I mean, we're very passionate about being able to fix those knees, those shoulders, backs, hips, elbows, anything that ends in inflammation and initis, tendonitis, all those things are things that this SoftWave can help with.
Sure. So inflammation, that's kind of like, that's my, as an older individual, you know, you look at, you know, where's disease and chronic illness coming from? Inflammation, right?
Correct.
So how do we deal with, are you adding other adjunct treatments to these patients to help deal with the inflammation, or what do you recommend in that sphere?
Yep, absolutely. There's, again, going back to that, no one size fits all. You know, you think of all the different traumas that a patient has had throughout their life, whether they are the construction worker or the farmer. And so you add in just soft wave tissue regeneration to the knee, but that alone might not be enough for the next patients. And so then we continue physical therapy exercises. We continue chiropractic adjustments. We promote diet. We promote exercise. We promote supplements, all those different things that help build the puzzle towards hopefully getting that person healthier.
You got it. Reaching the optimal you.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that saying at the end there, you know, so that was wonderful.
So I know that people are going to want to know this question. So is this an FDA approved device?
Yes. So FDA approved, we're the only machine of this caliber that is FDA approved. We have, I think it's, I'd have to quote the number here, somewhere 200 some patents, you know, on it. And that's the biggest, best, and strongest. We'll call it that, I guess. But yes, FDA approved.
Is it something that being it is FDA approved, is it covered by insurance?
That is the downside to it. Is that it is not covered by insurance, and so it does get to be an expensive treatment. The cost is dependent on the amount of waves that we need and the amount of treatment visits. So, you know, ballpark on a knee, you could be looking at, $1,200 to $1,500. Okay. Or on one joint, basically is what we usually say is one joint is about $1,500. Everybody is a little different based off of how many waves they need, how big of an area, how many different areas are painful when we do it. And so that price does get to be expensive, but when you, the way we sell it in our office is you don't have to wait 10 weeks to know if it's going to work for you. Mm-hmm. You get that instant feedback saying, wow, this is what my shoulder can feel. Now I can continue work, or now I can be a grandma again and be able to play with my kids. So it puts that perspective, you know, that quality of life back into the patient. So yes, I understand eyebrows are probably going up when they hear the price. But it's that price because of the results we get, I guess I can say.
And I'm sure the machine is not a cheap unit as well.
No.
you have investment there as well.
Yes, exactly.
So when you said the number of waves, is that like, is a treatment session considered a wave?
A sound wave or a normal treatment is made up of about 400 to 600 sound waves, roughly. Okay. All right. That's kind of what we use per joint in an area.
Okay.
And so that's that cost, obviously, if we need 600 waves is a little more expensive than if we need 300 waves if we're just doing a thumb on someone versus doing a, you know, entire lower back. Then we need 600 or 700 sometimes.
Okay. All right. So you've been at this a year now. Is there a condition or a joint that you find that's been most responsive in your treatments?
Knees and shoulders have been very fun to see. We've had such a high success rate with that, from rotator cuff injuries to shoulder, or told they need shoulder replacement, to cartilage damage in the knee, to being told they need knee replacements. I think those are the most fun for our office to see because of that quality of life that they get back so fast. You know, they look at you after getting that motion that first time and go, you know, what did you just do to my shoulder? This is fantastic. Why have I not tried this before? And that's what's been really fun in our office. So maybe, yes, I'd say knees and shoulders are most responsive, and that's partly just because they've been so fun for Cassie and I to see that quality of life come back.
That's incredible. You know, when you mentioned, so let's say you do a knee for $1,200 to $1,500. I was just, while you're talking there, I pulled up what it would cost to replace a knee. And do you have any idea how much that would be?
yeah, I mean, there you could be looking at $20,000, you know, and that's on the low end. I mean, obviously insurance picks up a huge portion of that. But
yep, my Googling health grades was $37,300, and that was in 2020. So that's up, it's got to be up from there. So you put that in perspective. I know that oftentimes it's out of pocket, but the strain on the medical system and the dollars that we spend, if you can save that off, stave it off for several years, that would be huge.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, you get a knee replacement, you're out 6 weeks probably from work as well. Right. So, you know, that's a huge aspect into, you know, our selling point is that, hey, this might not get you, you know, 100%, but if it takes your 8 out of 10 pain to a 2 out of 10 pain and you can continue working for another 5-10 years, well, yeah, then I think this one on paper looks a lot better.
Yeah, totally. So, you know, with a thought in mind here, so you mentioned the ball peen hammer, I think, analogy,
yep,
what it feels like. So are there any side effects to the soft wave treatment?
No, zero side effects other than it hurts, mm-hmm, when we do it. And so you can have some soreness afterwards. Mm-hmm. But I would say high percentage have zero to no side effects. Now, when we do our treatment plan, we do 2 times a week for 2 weeks. That's to help control the roller coaster feeling of feeling really good and crashing after a couple of weeks, where all of that pain, that inflammation, that lack of mobility returns to that shoulder. That's why we need multiple visits, because one visit isn't enough to, you know, get us 90% better and keep it that way for the rest of our life. Where we see that fluctuation up and down, that would be a considered side effect where, you know, hey, you're going to feel really good here for these few days. There's a chance that rebound effect is going to crash sooner than we can get our few visits in here. But that's why we do 2 times a week to control that crashing feeling so that we get you feeling good and keep you coasting at that percentage.
That's cool. So cool.
I just realized I was doing a lot of hand motions here, controlling my roller coaster, and there's no video here. So,
and I can't see you either. So, no side effects other than, you know, maybe some pain at the time of treatment. Any contraindications to treatment? Is there people that shouldn't do a soft wave treatment?
Yep. So we have our risk questions that we ask. Some of the main ones are a pacemaker. We won't treat anywhere near the pacemaker. But if it's a knee on someone that has a pacemaker, that is safe. We just won't do that left shoulder area. Pregnancy, we don't do any shockwaves near the fetus. We typically don't even, we don't do any pregnancy. If we needed to do a foot or a knee, we would have that option to do that. We just say, hey, let's wait the time and pick it up once we've delivered that baby. And then the second thing is no active cancer in the area. So whether that's a skin cancer or a tumor, anything like that. Other than that, it's very, simple risk questions. And we have had no issues with those.
So one of the questions I always like to ask my staff to see if they've got any questions for you. And one of them was, can you work on TMJ?
Yep. So we've used the machine all the way up on TMJ, also on sinus cavities as well. During cold and flu season, we did some shock waves over the sinus cavities and it promoted some major drainage, which helped really relieve some pressure. Going back to TMJ, yes, that cartilage disc that sits in between the jaw is that same type of cartilage that we activate down in the knee. And so we've seen good results up through there. The machine itself is a little loud. So when we get up towards the neck, the cervical spine, the jaw, we have, I guess that would be a little bit of a side effect that it's loud on the ears, but nothing to the point where we, you know, have to give any, you know, there's no risk in doing it. I guess I would say it's a side effect though. that it's loud.
Yep. Okay.
But yeah, so we PMJ, plantar fasciitis, shoulders, knees, backs, whether you want to call it foot pain, back pain, hand pain, arthritic hands, thumbs, carpal tunnel is a very common one. Any type of scar tissue, all those things we've had good success with.
Well, the scar tissue thing, that was something I was gonna ask regarding the Graston technique.
Yep.
So that is helpful then, huh?
Yes, it's been really cool. Dr. Steffes typically uses both techniques, and she's just had some really, really great results in getting patients to respond, whether it's a post-knee surgery and their scar tissue, or, you know, they go in and remove a plate or remove a screw that leaves significant scar tissue in an area, let alone the inflammation. And those are the things that Softwave screams for. So
that's awesome. So I guess as we're kind of getting to a closer, anything else you want to mention about Softwave or your practice, or how do people schedule an appointment with you if they want to see it?
Yep, they can call our office at 701-483-1104. Just let our office gals know that you'd like to try Softwave therapy. And they can schedule a time. If they are a new patient to our office, they'll obviously have to fill out some paperwork, but we'd be happy to have them and love them to come try this new technology.
That's awesome. So, you know, we're getting close to wrapping up here. And one of the questions I like to throw at the guests is, so what one piece of advice would you give an individual to improve their overall health if you had to give them one bit of advice today?
I preach it all the time in our office, it's patience. It takes time to change things. No one size or one, every patient is different, but the biggest thing that you have to do is commitment to it. Whether it's a diet, you can't go on a 2-day diet, a 2-week diet. You can't go on a 2-week supplement. You can't become a runner in 2 weeks. It takes that commitment for the rest of your life. And so I'm not telling patients that they need to see a chiropractor every week, but yes, they need to continue with this as part of their lifestyle. Some people can go every 6 months or every year or every 2 years. That's fine. Where we get in trouble is when they come in and they say, oh, I've been hurting the last 5 years. I should have been in here. Yes, that's 5 years of damage we've just done to our body, to our knees, to our spine. But then one visit isn't going to fix it either. I can't take one supplement. You know, you see this all the time with your patients, the quick fix. And so my, not to get long-winded here, I guess you asked for a short answer, but stay patient and stay committed to the lifestyle. And I'm very passionate that chiropractic needs to be part of that lifestyle. Same as if I want to lose weight, I can't go on a week's diet or take 1 day of dieting and expect changes.
Yeah, that's great. That's great advice. I think the, having a chiropractor on your healthcare team, I wrote an article in the paper about this. Who's in your healthcare team? And I think having one of you in as part of that care team that helps us maintain our strength, our flexibility, our mobility, those things that as we age, you know, we want to continue to do the things we want to do. Everybody wants to do that, but you also have to put in the effort and the commitment, right? The
yep,
commitment.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
It doesn't happen, you know. You can't be a great golfer if you go out and golf twice a year, right?
You're exactly right. I can relate with that one very well.
Well, same thing with hunting, right? So yeah. Well, hey, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story and share a little bit about your practice. And you know, my gift for our podcast listeners, if they made it all the way to the end here, is we give them 25% off a supplement of their choice using the code Dr. Jake Selinger Podcast.
And that's for telephone and in-person orders only at the pharmacy. So you're going to offer them something as well. So have at it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having us. And if you've made it this far, like you said, we'd like you to come give SoftWave a try. And so we normally offer a trial of $100 for a patient to come in and try it that first visit. But if you mention the Earthfield podcast, we would like to give that to you for free. So mention that you found out about or listened to us about the SoftWave from the Earthfield podcast, and call and schedule a free trial. And so you can call and schedule at 701-483-1104. We're located 562 12th Street West here in Dickinson. We're by the La Quinta and Country Kitchen over there, Steffes and Sellinger Chiropractic. And just would thank you all for listening and learning about SoftWave tissue regeneration.
Well, I think you need to do your own podcast, Jake.
Well, maybe I'll have to come on again and keep visiting with you. This has been fun. So thanks for having me.
Thank you. And I really appreciate your time. And thanks for being so generous to our listeners. I'm hoping you get some patients to come over there and give it a try. So we'll end it at that. And, you know, we always wrap up with, as always, be vigilant about your health.
As always, be vigilant about your health.